KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli warplanes striking targets across Gaza early today as another small aid shipment is allowed in. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain, who's told ABC's This Week Sunday.
We were able to get 17 more trucks in just now, actually, just a little while ago, I understand. And there's a proposed 40 more tomorrow. But this dribbling of the system is not going to work.
There were weekend protests in Israel over efforts to rescue the 200 or so hostages being held in Gaza. Possibly in that maze of tunnels the terrorists have built under Gaza City.
Israel is not going to send troops into the tunnels because it's far too dangerous. So they're going to use other mitigation techniques, bombing them, gassing them. So this has become hugely divisive in Israel. And there's a lot of political pressure being brought on Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to try to deal with the hostages first, to try to rescue as many as possible.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee this morning hunting for the man accused of shooting two cops. That suspect, the son of Nashville's police chief.
Gregory Kern and Ashley Bolijack are recovering after being shot while responding to a call about a stolen vehicle. The suspect on the run has been identified by Nashville's police chief as his own estranged son, John Drake Jr. The 38-year-old described as armed and extremely dangerous.
ABC's Derek Dennis. An unusual incident at a New York airport.
A mishap at New York's JFK Airport Sunday night after JetBlue Flight 662 landed and taxied to the gate. The company said in a statement that as passengers were deplaning, there was a shift in weight on the plane, prompting the aircraft's tail to tip backward and the nose to lift up in the air and then come back down. The company says there were no injuries reported, that it's reviewing the incident, and that it's taken the plane out of service for inspection. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community. The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Good morning, Green Bay. Oshkosh, Appleton. It's going to be a great week. Oh, John, you're feeling a little bit of the hangover from the Packer game?
Yeah,
you are really into that team.
I get so mad.
You do.
I get angry. I get angry. I get too angry.
Yeah.
They're just not good. I mean, they're just not. They're young. They're way too young. They have too many injuries, and they don't have enough impact players to overcome all those sorts of things. It's just going to be one of those years. There's just no way around it. They're just too young and too banged up and too untalented at certain positions.
Yeah. Well,
other than that, happy Monday. Happy bleeping Monday to you, Todd.
Whee! Yeah. I know. That was tough. And I was so hopeful they were going to win.
And I just don't like Denver's coach. And I don't like Russell Wilson, even though he was a Badger and everything.
Yeah. I think this is one of those times, you know, we talk about our gratitude list. I mean, they're our team, right? And we're going to have to get through. This is not going to be a great year. They showed a stat. You probably turned off the TV. They showed a stat of people that were, what are we, 2-3?
4.
2-4? That still made it to the playoffs.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Lions got pounded.
Didn't they?
Holy cow, what happened? Slaughtered. And all of a sudden, Minnesota's looking a little bit better. They're coming to town next week, right?
Yeah.
So this division is there for the taking. You know, you won't get a wild card out of this division, but, you know, whoever wins, no matter what the record is, you know, you can win the division at 500 or 7-9 possibly even. So that's still a possibility. But right now, it's not a good functioning football team. It's just not.
They're tied with the Bears, though. Which I don't know. No one wants to be there.
But it's one of those situations where these young guys just got to get better. But on Saturday, I was watching the sports, and they said 10 starters basically were listed as questionable on Saturday. 10.
Wow.
I mean, I've never seen a team so banged up. And Aaron Jones just isn't what he was, and they're still using him in spurts. I thought AJ Dillon played his best game.
Yeah, he was great.
I'm glad they got that Emmanuel Wilson out there playing a little bit, but.
Huh. All right. Well, what else did you do, Johnny?
They can't overcome mistakes. You know, they were driving and they had the tight end in the backfield and he jumps illegal procedure. So it goes from, you know, 3rd-and-2 to 3rd-and-7.
Yeah,
then they had that holding call that pulled him back. Then that horrific interception. It's just like,
I know.
Just frustrating. I'm sorry. What else did I do?
What did you do anything else?
Went to the movies.
Oh, yeah, I saw something.
Went to a matinee. You know, Saturday was such a crappy day. I was going to do a bunch of stuff in the garage and kind of, but it was just like that cold, rainy kind of, you know.
And I did that on Sunday, the garage thing. And it was great. And
right.
Saturday.
So I went to the movie. Shopping. Went to a matinee, 4:30. Okay.
Yeah, that's the old people's time.
Todd, what's the name of that? What'd you say?
That's what old people go to movies.
There's only one other person in the theater.
Really? Yeah.
There's me and one other person. That's kind of weird.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. What's it called? The Killer Flowers. I can't think of the name of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Martin Scorsese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was long.
Yeah.
It was so long. And it was historical, and I love history and all those kinds of things. But it was so long. I put that on my Facebook. It's the only time I've ever been sitting in a movie, and I Google, how does this end?
Wow.
Did.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
Then I did, because it was close to it. So I did, it kind of made sense since I read about it, what was happening. But, yeah.
Wow.
It was good. It was sad. It was heartbreaking. It was a lot of things. But it was just long.
Yeah, no.
They just could have made it shorter.
Well, you call Martin and...
I'm going to... Marty O'Hare. John, how you do? How'd you like the movie? A little long.
All right.
You think so? I'll cut some scenes. Yeah.
The longest... I went to a play. It was the Passion Play at Omar Amaga. And it was 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yeah, 8 hours.
Of a play?
Yeah.
What was it about?
It's the Passion Play. You know, the Passion Play, you know, Christ being...
Oh, yeah, like Passion. I wasn't sure where you're going there, Jim.
8 hours, yeah. It started.
You know what I mean, Todd?
It started at 10 at night. And,
that's the only kind I'd sit through for 8 hours.
No, the Passion Play. It was they put that on in this small town in Germany every 10 years to kind of keep the plague away. And...
Is that working out pretty good?
It is. It's working.
Okay.
It's working for
him. No plague.
Anyway, so yeah, that was
8 hours straight.
Nah, we did break for lunch. So had lunch. But
actors would act for 8 hours.
8 hours.
So the Passion, is that the crucifixion part?
Yep. Stuff? Okay. Yeah, that is the I thought you were some altar boy of the year.
Yeah, I didn't pay a lot of attention. I got to be honest with you. I really didn't. I don't know any of that. I don't know. I know. So today is National Boston Cream Pie Day. I like Boston Cream Pie.
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I told you that. I don't like sweets.
Okay. National TV.
Wait.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah.
No. What? Yeah. You guys.
Thank you, Todd.
I don't eat a lot of, I eat a lot of, chili and I eat good food. I don't think, I eat a lot of those M&Ms. I haven't eaten a lot of them. No.
Todd?
Yeah. How about those cinnamon rolls?
And what happened? Yes, they were great. Okay. All right. So it is National.
And actually, I was in a restaurant yesterday, and I thought of you. So I thought, why not come here one day and just order a pie? They had like Reese's peanut butter pie or something.
Yeah.
Just these.
Yeah.
But you're too full after you eat. But I just thought, wouldn't that be fun for a bunch of people, like six people, just go and order a pie?
Okay. So I got an email from a Brown County Board Supervisor who wanted to talk about something. And his invitation, would you like to go to Julie's for a piece of pie?
Love Julie's pie.
But isn't that, like, usually don't, like, go into the menu when you invite someone out. I guess you do. Want to go out for a bowl of chili? Want to go out for a piece? I just thought that was odd. And I didn't.
Have you ever been to Julie's Cafe?
Yes, but
they were friends of mine when they first started that place. It's just been fantastic.
I've been there. No, I've never had dessert,
Very down home.
Oh, it is? Yeah, they're real people.
Good
people.
Julie passed away several years ago. She was great. The actual Julie. She's a good friend of mine.
And they still use that jingle.
Well, I think they should. Don't you?
Yeah, I guess it's branded. Yeah. Mr. Woofville.
I mean, there's a lot of places where the people aren't there anymore, and they, you know.
Okay. Julie? You're right.
Also, National TV Talk Show Host Day. Boy, that's a dying breed, isn't it? Wow. Remember it was Phil Donahue.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally. Who's the crazy guy?
Marty.
Who? No. They're all Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yep. But wasn't there a guy that was host that Marty guy that...
Maury?
Maury Povich.
Maury.
She's married to Connie Chung.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yes. I mean, there were so many. Phil Donahue, I think we mentioned him, but...
Yeah.
It was crazy how many there were.
Yeah.
Did you watch any? Did you actually sit and watch many of them?
Phil Donahue, yeah, I remember watching that. He asked some decent questions, had some great guests.
I'm not a fan of Dr. Phil.
No.
I think he's kind of full of himself. Yeah, what do you think, Todd?
Well, he's not really a doctor. We know that. I mean, he just calls himself one.
Yeah.
And,
And who's the guy that ran for Senate that lost?
Dr. Oz?
Oz.
Yeah. Does he still have a show? I used to like his show. I thought it was really good at one time.
I don't know that he does.
I don't think so. There's hardly any anymore.
Yeah, we're going to be reading about him someday, I'm afraid.
I mean, but, Oprah's gone. What's her name's gone? The comedian?
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen?
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She kind of got run out of town.
She kind of self-destructed, right?
I mean,
started ratting her out. Yeah, she was, I guess.
Also, National Crocodile Day. Is that correct, Todd?
No, that is correct.
So is that what where our guy Coin from Midwest Restoration, is that what he's holding, or is that an alligator?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
There's something to do with the facial
the
structure,
face or
right?
Something, right?
The nose is longer on one than the other.
Do you know?
I don't. Seems like
something that you would know. That does. That just seems like something that's some
crocodile,
weird trivia
alligator?
That you would know.
Yeah.
Which one? Well, the crocodile has the elongated jawbone.
And the different scale.
Yes.
I don't. You know what? I don't know you guys. I looked it up during
the break. Coin and Ryan, if you're listening from Midwest Restoration, let us know. Is that a crocodile or an alligator that Coin is holding?
Because Coin, we've got this awesome picture of him holding the tail of one that's taller. That's got to be, what, 7 feet?
Got to be.
8 feet?
Got to be close to 7 feet.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So what'd you do this weekend, Jim?
I did what you said you were going to do, but you
what
were
did I say I was going to do?
Clean out the garage and do all that. I did that.
But wasn't one of that cold and nasty kind of days up being
on the cement? I did it on Sunday.
Oh, okay. But I mean, Saturday wasn't that.
No, so I went just shopping on Saturday. Went and picked up some more Christmas lights. And
You're big into the Christmas light thing right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm getting ready for that. But then Sunday, yesterday, it was great. With the game on at 3:20.
I like that.
That gives you a pretty full day to get stuff done. So
I agree.
I did. And then
I went hiking yesterday.
You didn't. Show me those pictures of all that beauty and when you went hiking.
The flora and the fauna. I want to. That's one of those. You know, two things I'd like to do and I never do. Three things I never do. I never go boating. Okay? Because I don't have a boat. I never go hiking. I don't know why I don't go hiking.
That hiking is, you could do that.
And I need to bike ride. There's so many great bike trails around here. Those are my three things.
So the boat, I can't help you with the boat, but the hiking and the biking, that I can help you with.
Yeah, I got to start doing it. But there's no hills around here. I like hiking through the woods.
Oh, just hike, and we don't want to read about you either. So,
This is from John's cell phone. I've made friends with this colony of wolves. I just heard that reforestation camp. Look, they're coming close to me now to nuzzle up next to me. Come here, boy. John's phone was found with some of his remains.
Day four.
We would have to bring in Midwest Restoration to clean up your phone.
Yeah, clean that up. Yeah.
These wolves have gained significant weight in a very short time.
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
That hiking, biking, this is still, we got another.
Next summer, we're doing that a bunch.
Okay.
What?
I.
You know what we should do this winter? We should get those bikes with the big balloon tires. That you could ride in snow.
They're right down here.
Yes.
Right down this.
Yes. The bike shop spoke. Right down from here. Yeah. Broke spoke.
Broken spoke.
You want to do that?
No.
Todd, you want to do that?
Nobody wants
to do anything with me. I got all these fun things to do and nobody to do them with.
Todd, let's do that. No, I'm just kidding.
We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got a full Monday coming up.
We do. Brittany?
Full Monday. Mino and the Mayor getting started. Back after this.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van and there. Took his ring, took his babies, it took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop, this is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection, only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 55. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 51. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 71. Cloudy. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the mid-60s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM WISS Oshkosh. Green Bay, 42 degrees. Appleton, 43. Oshkosh, 44. And a beautiful morning out there.
It is. We were talking about yesterday about getting your house winterized. And a couple things. One is, you know, it's a change of seasons. But when Midwest was here, when you kind of winterize your house, you should do, you know, check the dryer vents. Check. Remember we talked about
absolutely.
The safety things
no
you
question.
Can do?
Because well, even the one that caught my eye, I mean, those lithium batteries.
Right.
I mean, I've had those plugged in the garage for the blowers or the right. whatever for months.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to, and we have Brittany coming on from Civic Media meteorologist. And I want to, so I went to get my, the guy went to pick up, the guy picked up my snowblower. You know how they tune it
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
And then they were going to bring it back, but they won't deliver it unless you give them a credit card. But then I want to ask Brittany about this. So I was reading the El Nino thing.
El Nino.
And we're not going to, it's supposed to be a super mild, so I don't
which
know.
Which in Spanish means the Nino.